So you got it. You got to sit there. Got to watch the show. I know you had to be upset that some of the Auburn guys or none of the Auburn guys won. But cool things about it. Did you sit by anybody famous who was in your vicinity? What's going on in the crowd?
Well, I didn't actually get to go into the theater. I was on the red carpet. Got to see a ton of people there and interview a few. And then once the show started, I got to go to the press tent, which was right outside. And then all the winners and presenters came there and did like a short press conference. I interviewed Reese Davis. Somehow interviewed Greg McElroy. And
somehow
we didn't get in a fight or anything. It was cordial. In the press tent, it was pretty cool. I mean, the entire Dallas Mavericks team came in there with Mark Cuban at the end and Dirk saying, "We are the champions again." And
nice.
Tim Tebow, Brooklyn Decker, Jay Leno. It was, you know, everybody you could think of in the entertainment business, especially in the sports side of things, it was there. And, you know, I was just in shock. I was there to cover. Oh, you know, I'm not a reporter. I'm a blogger. I mean, that's just kind of a side thing I do. But in this case, I was a reporter, so I had to, you know, come up with questions. I had my cameras ready and everything, and so it was cool just to be there and see everything. You know, and I was supposed to, like I said, I was supposed to be reporting, but it was hard not to just sit there and watch and just be like, wow, that Kendra Wilkinson 3 feet away from me, and you know, there's Aaron Andrews. It was crazy.
Yeah, Brooklyn Decker walks by. It's hard not to sit there and watch.
Yeah, funny story about her. I was sitting in the W Hotel the day before, which is where most of them stayed, and I was just watching this basically eavesdropping, the conversation between two ESPN executives, just kind of a woman and a guy, and this little bouncy blonde-headed person runs up and pinches the woman on the butt, and it's Brooklyn Decker, and they just sit there, and I'm sitting there, you know, probably drooling 2 feet away from her, just watching her have a conversation, but, you know. It was that kind of stuff the whole time. Just, wow, there's so-and-so. It was very crazy.
Let's talk about the awards. Did it seem as though anybody out there surprised that Auburn was shut out from any ESPYs?
You know, to be honest, in the press tent, I don't think, I mean, there was almost no reaction to every single award. I guess, I mean, these are people, you know, that do this all the time. They've probably been there a while. I mean, I don't remember anybody clapping for any of them. I don't remember anybody saying wow or anything. If I can get on my soapbox for a minute about Auburn not winning anything, you know, the world, especially a lot of the media in Alabama, wants to say that Auburn fans are paranoid and thinks everybody hates them and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the ESPYs are purely a fan vote, 100%. And it shows two things. The world still thinks Cam Newton cheated. The world still thinks Auburn cheated. Or, you know, in the South, we need to realize that college football is our king, but the rest of the country is really a pro sport. That, you know, they don't have as good football, college football down, I mean, out there as we do down here. So they pull for pro sports. So I wasn't surprised to see any award where Auburn was against a pro team, you know, not get picked. But, you know, for Jimmer to beat Cam as best college male athlete, you know, Jimmer's great, but did he win the national championship? Did he win the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy? I mean, there were a few ESPN guys that did tell me that Cam should have won that, but, you know, it's just the world still thinks Auburn cheated, and you know, I mean, why not? They've been told that every day since November, but, you know, it was definitely you know, Auburn should have won at least two, breakthrough athlete and Cam winning the male athlete of the year. But, you know, we won the national championship. An ESPY is way below that on the ladder.
Did you hit anybody with your laptop when you threw it across the press tent?
No, I thought about it. Jimmer did come in there, and he's a very nice guy. It was hard to not want him to win once he was in there, you know, just he was very respectful and very thankful to everybody. But I kind of somewhat voiced my displeasure. I'll admit I shook my head and kind of, you know, I wanted the people behind me to know that I was mad that Auburn didn't win. They probably didn't care, but you know.
Did he not win because of the glasses he wore?
Probably. I don't really understand that new fad. He wore them at the party, the pre-ESPYs party the night before. So did Amari Stoudemire. I mean, I don't know. I caught myself out there actually thinking I should buy some, though, after I saw him wearing them.
No, bad idea. I'll go ahead and let you know that
say,
right now.
Nobody pictures you in those glasses, Warblog.
The Urkel look for small white guys, not a good look.
No, to be honest
with you. We're visiting with Warblog. You can find him on Twitter at Warbloggle or Warbloggle.com, talking about his trip out to the ESPYs. So give us an idea what the questions were like for former Alabama quarterback Greg McElroy.
Well, like I said, I tried to keep it cordial, and I remember when I was standing there, one of the ESPN runners that go and get the people you want to interview for you, her back was to me, but I knew she was probably saying, there's an Auburn guy wanting to interview you. And I immediately saw his agent's face kind of go, wow, why? And then McElroy was kind of like, oh, who cares, let's go over here. But, you know, I kind of stuck with the nice stuff. I asked him about, you know, rivalries in the NFL. Oh, you know, like, do Auburn and Alabama players become friends if they're on the same team in the NFL? Things like that, how that works. And asked him about the tornadoes and things like that. So he was very nice and, you know, said all the right things and pretty much what I expected him to say. But, I mean, it was cool. There was no bad blood or anything like that.
Are you going to put your interview of McElroy on your website?
Yeah, I've got thousands of pictures, hundreds of videos. I got back at midnight this morning, so I haven't had a chance to really do anything. I'm going to kind of probably split everything into a few different posts, you know, Auburn-related stuff, all the other people, and, you know, just tell my whole story of the whole trip. So that'll be up at least by this weekend, Monday morning at the latest for everything.
I do want to get your take on the surrounding discussion of one more topic that did kind of break while you were out in Los Angeles, and that was the story from the New York Times from Pete Thamel and Gene Chizik's exchange with a representative from the NCAA at the SEC meetings in Destin. A lot of people jumped on this extremely quickly, saying, oh, this investigation is still open. The guys that you talked to in the press tent out at the ESPYs, what was their take on this?
Well, it is funny. When I sat down in the press tent, that's when I brought up Twitter, and that's the first I saw of it. That I haven't looked at it a ton, but just maybe you can help me with this. This confrontation or whatever that happened in Destin, that happened, what, around 45 days ago, right?
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay. So a few weeks ago, Auburn's athletic compliance director did an interview, I believe, with Auburn Undercover or 24/7. Talking about it, and everybody said, okay, well, it must be over because he's talking about it. So that was, what, 3 weeks ago? This confrontation where the NCAA rep tells Chizik that that the investigation is still open was 45 days ago. So, yeah, I mean, it could have been open 45 days ago, but Auburn's compliance director says they're not going to talk about it till it's open. 2 or 3 weeks ago, he talks about it. I mean, unless it's closed. 2 or 3 weeks ago, he talks about it. So, I'm kind of confused at why this is still a story if we all kind of assumed that it was closed because the compliance director was talking about it. Say it's still open. So what? I mean, open does not mean they found something new. I mean, there's probably a lot of investigations that are still open that, you know, we don't really think about or know about. It's still open. That doesn't mean they're still looking. That doesn't mean they found something, so they're still looking. I think a lot of people that are wanting something to come out just got really excited to see that it was still open. They're not thinking about the fact that this was said 2 months ago or a month and a half ago. So I don't think it's any big deal, honestly. I mean, Chizik wrote about it in his book. He said it multiple times that they did nothing wrong. They never had any doubt that Cam was eligible to play at Auburn. So I'm not worried about it at all. I don't. All I see it as something for the haters to get excited about again.
before we get you out of here, let them know where they can find out your update from the ESPYs, all over the web, website, Twitter, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's warbloggle.com. I know that's kind of confusing for some people, but it's basically War Eagle, but take out the EA and add blog. Feinbaum likes to call me Boggle and War Bogus, but it's War Bloggle. And Twitter's the same thing, WARBLOGLE. I'll have the ESPYs up this weekend, and just go there for all your Auburn scuttlebutt. And I thank y'all for having me on.
No, anytime. I'm glad you got a chance to go out there and check it out. We appreciate you joining the show. We'll talk to you closer to fall.
All right. See y'all later.
Thanks a lot. That's War Bloggle. You can find him on Twitter, @WarBloggle.